Blog Talk Radio.
Listening via landline, cell phone, however you're listening to the show. Thanks, guys, for tuning in. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to today's show. And if you'd like to give your comments, make some comments, or have an opinion on today's topic, just press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will allow me to help you get on the show. All right, 516-531-9483. Now, today's show is brought to you by Frank Williams Realty. For all of your real estate needs, whether you're buying, selling, or know someone who's buying or selling a home, put them in touch with us here at Frank Williams Realty. You can reach us at 678-549-0274, or you can call the office at 404-564-9689. Again, that's Frank Williams Realty. Whether you're buying, whether you're selling a home, or whether you know someone who wants to buy or sell their home, put them in touch with us. We'll help them from start to finish. All right? Again, that number is 678-549-0274. Or you can reach us by email, frankwilliams@kw.com. That's frankwilliams@kw.com. Thanks, guys. I know it's Monday morning. I hope you guys have had a good weekend. I know I had a great weekend. Well, I didn't really have a full weekend. I only had one day off, okay? I had to work 6 days last week. Had the day off on yesterday, but yesterday was great because I was able to spend the day with my family. I had, me and my wife, both my girls and my two grandkids, and, we just had a ball. We had the grill going on yesterday. We did some kind of gourmet hamburgers and hot dogs and french fries. And then we had yams and such good stuff. It was so good on yesterday. Wish you guys had a chance to bite into one of those burgers that I fixed on yesterday. They were really tasty. And then the yams, the candy yams that I've done the last couple of times have been just where I want them, you know. Had the exact taste, the exact texture, cook them the exact, I mean, just impeccable, right? Impeccable. I know when I was growing up as, you know, as a kid, my grandma used to do candy yams. She used to cook, you know, the candy yams. And boy, you're talking about good stuff. And I liked them so much. I liked them so much. I never took the time to let her, you know, show me how to do them. Okay. Again, I was a young kid, and I mean, I would have definitely comprehended it, but you don't think about it. Okay. You just don't think about it at the time. I was talking with someone the other day, excuse me, and I said, a lot of those recipes, and, you know, you talk about your grandma or your mom cooking and being very good cooks, but that, you know, those recipes, a lot of those recipes that they did went, you know, into the ground with them. Because we didn't grab a hold and find out or learn how they did certain dishes, okay? A lot of people say, man, I wish I had learned. I wish I had gotten that recipe from my grandma. She used to make these great, you know, sweet potato pies, but I never learned it. Well, that sweet potato pie recipe went right into the ground when grandma passed away. And, you know, and that's tough. But what I found was that I found a recipe. You know, it's a bunch of recipes out there for yam, candy yam, sweet potato. sweet potato yams, so to speak. But, yeah. So, you know, but... when you think about it, some of these recipes and stuff, you can't, you know, I don't know. You can't grab a hold of them because a lot of times these folks like, you know, my grandma, my granddad, they were always retired. My grandma and granddad were retired. So my grandma didn't have to work. But she, you know, we'd go to her house to eat dinner. And she'd already have everything done because she was retired, didn't have to go to work and then get off work and run home and try to get dinner started. And that leads right into this segment of retirement. Okay, 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. You guys can call in. Let's talk. Retirement. Okay, today's show is entitled Retirement. And retirement has nothing to do with age. Let that sink in for a minute. Retirement has nothing to do with age. But, and that's a big word, but retirement has everything to do with money. Nothing to do with age, but everything to do with money. Okay? Now, someone at work, at my job, someone at work said to me, Frank, I'm retired. I don't have to be here. Come on, man. Now, she did retire from her previous job. She did. Okay? And she's not an old woman. You know, she's not 65, 66, 67 years old, whatever the supposed retirement age is. And actually that has nothing to do with retirement. You know, that's just the time when you're able to take your full Social Security benefits. That's when you're able to get your full Social Security or whatever you call it from the government. Something that you've been paying into ever since you've been working. Okay? And again, that's the only thing that has to do with age. Is when you'll be able to start getting your Social Security benefits. That has nothing to do with you retiring from work. Okay, so she had 30 years in her old job. So they forced her out. She retired from that job. But because she's not at retirement age, according to Social Security, she can't get her full retirement. I mean, she can't get her full Social Security income because she's not of age yet. And I believe that that's where people get it confused at. That's what people start to lose. You know, how they think of retirement. I'm getting ready to retire. How are you going to retire? What are you going to do when you retire? That's what you ask people. What are you going to do when you retire? Because when you retire, people think you're not going to work anymore. You're going to go off and you're going to travel. You're going to go see some of the things you always wanted to see in the world or in the United States or whatever, and you'll be able to hook up your RV and cruise for a month without returning home. That's retirement. Well, you don't have to go to work every day. Well, you don't have to get up in the morning. Well, you don't have to take a paycheck because you make enough money each month, or you get enough money each month in pension, Social Security, or whatever you have to maintain your lifestyle that you have right now, or maintain your lifestyle that you had when you start working, or while you were working. I say it all the time. If I could have, let's put it this way. If you had a windfall of money, whether you get it through the lottery or one of your rich uncles die or whatever. How many people have rich uncles that you know about? Okay. So, that's another story. Anyway, but unless you have hit some type of lottery or have some type of inheritance or something, or somebody, one of your family members leave you a nice chunk of money, what have you, and you don't have to work, okay? If I had enough money right now, maintain my lifestyle right now, okay? Maintain my household, pay my bills. When I say maintain my household, I mean make my mortgage payment. Pay my bills, you know, gas, water, lights, whatever. Have money for groceries. Be able to put a little gas in my car. Then have, you know, money saved where we can take a couple of trips a year. I don't have to be gone every month. I could take a couple of trips a year and be able to pay my mortgage, be able to, again, you know, have food on the table. And see, this young lady at work, I had to kind of help her to understand that she's not retired. You're retired from another job, but you're not fully retired because you still have to work. You're still going to work every day. You're still making money. Well, Frank, I just needed a little more money. That's why I came here to work. Well, right. I understand that. But don't say you're retired because you're not. You're not retired. My granddad was retired. Okay? He was retired. He retired from the Southern Railway. Okay? Never went back to work for him. But back then, up to maybe 30 years ago or maybe more, that your company that you work for, if you had longevity in that company, that company used part of their profits to put back in a pension fund so that when you retire, you'd be able to take some of that pension fund that you've been contributing, that they've been taking, that they took care of that. Right? No 401ks at that time. Okay? They had that money, and they took that money and put it in a pension fund to take care of you once you retired from the company. And that's what he did. He spent his years working for the Southern Railway and then retired from the company, and they paid him a pension check every month. And then once he got of age, I think it was maybe 61, 62 back then. Then he's able to get Social Security. So he had a retirement check and Social Security that he got every month. Now, coming back to today, this young lady retired from the company that she worked for. So I assume that she's getting some kind of retirement or 401k plan coming back to her or something. I don't know. She didn't have enough money in retirement after working, enough money that she need in order to make things work every month, in order to maintain her lifestyle. So she had to go back to work, find her another job and go back to work, so that she could be able to maintain her lifestyle. That is not retirement, guys. That's not retirement. She's not retired. She's still working just like you and me. You know, all I said was, and she may have taken it wrong, I don't know. But all I told her was that you're barking up the wrong tree. You're talking to the wrong person if you're trying to tell me that you're retired. You're not retired. Oh, my goodness. I it hits me. You know, we're at work. We're not out at a restaurant or out at a cookout, nothing like that. We're at work right now. And you're telling me that you're retired, but you're at work. You're not retired at all. You're still working. You call yourself retired because you left that job after you've been there 30 years. But after you've been at a job for 30 years, you should have been able to retire, but you didn't plan for retirement. And because of that, you have to go back to work. And that's sort of part of my teaching as well, is to, a lot of you guys are young, 20s and 30s and maybe even 40 years old, that have some time, especially you 20-year-olds, you have the time to put money back to be able to retire once you get a certain age. Okay? So you guys have to start looking at your finances and understand, what do you have to do to set yourself up for retirement? Okay? But, you know, if I'm able to generate enough money every month, if you're able to generate enough money every month to take over the money you've been making at work, then you wouldn't have to go to work anymore. And I tell people all the time, you have to start looking at it. You have to start looking at it now. Because now, a lot of people in the baby boomer generation are not able to retire. And it's simply because our generation was the generation when they seemed to have cut the pension plans as far as companies go. And then you now had to start saving your own money in a 401k plan, which is horrible. In the 401k plan, even if you're contributing to it, and your employer is matching what you're contributing to it, it seems like, hey, that's a good bit going in every month. And it is. It's decent. Well, you 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds, take it. Use it. But at the same time, make your own retirement as well. Because the 401k is linked to the stock market. And you know the stock market goes up and down, up and down, up and down. So what does that mean? That means that your retirement plan, your 401k plan, is going up and down, up and down, up and down. Right now, with inflation, instead of it being a 401k, you may want to think of it as a 101k. And if you follow your, and I suggest you guys try to start following your 401k, to see its ups and downs, okay? And then you may want to start to think of some type of annuity or something where you can put some money in, and then once you get of age, it'll start paying you each month out of that annuity. So, you know, you and I'm not telling you guys what to do. But maybe you want to look into that for yourselves and make your own quality decision, okay? Again, guys, thanks for tuning in to the show. We're up against our time right now. I'm going to close it down. I got some people coming to do some work for me here at the house. But I hope you guys have a great week. I hope you had a great weekend. I know it's Monday, but... it'll be over soon. Hey, go Warriors, guys. Go Warriors. I mean, this is, you know, when, again, you talk about retirement. Just, I don't know, guys. Just do your best, right? Do your best. Take care, guys, and have a great week. This Frank, I'm over and I'm out. It's summertime, guys. It's gonna be 95 here in Georgia today. Take care.
Yeah. Summer breeze. morning, my.